Maya moved dog face in the banana patch, and this is the news according to me. Had a little blurb there. If you guys noticed that, I had a little blurb in the music glitch thing there. Live show. This is live. It's always live. I never edit. Well, there have been a couple times I've hit the pause button, but when the cat attacks the sound booth. But other than that, this is supposed to be, there we go. I just turned the television on here a little bit ago. I'm in Dayton, Ohio, and I just turned the television on, and right here on February, it's February, it's not February. I must be getting old and just going, I'm just losing it, completely coming unraveled. It's Friday, September 24th. It will be February someday. For the whole day, it's going to be February. It's September 24th, 10:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2021. And this babbling. Okay, I'm not gonna call him names. I'm so tempted to call him names. Oh, several things come to mind, like buffoon, idiot, you know, things like that. I'm not gonna call him those names. I'm just not gonna do it. That's below me. It's beneath me. So I'll leave that up to you. I'll let you fill in the blanks on those. Because I'm sure you have some names in mind. I tried to listen to this speech, and I was listening to parts of it, and I could only hear certain parts of it because there was another man yelling. I think it might have been me yelling, liar, liar, pants on fire, stuff like that. This line, this one of his favorite lines. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And he kept talking about the vaccine, and if you take the vaccine and it reduces all this and that, and he had these statistics that were absolutely wrong. Absolutely hideously wrong. I come back to this whole thing, and I think what we really need to push, folks, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, whether you believe in this vaccine, whether you believe everybody should take the vaccine or not, that's not going to end this situation. It's not going to cure the issue here. So we need to be a little more foresighted, a little more farsighted in our response to this thing. And here's what I propose. Whether you believe in the vaccine and want everybody vaccinated or not, if we had 100% vaccination, we would still have COVID. So here's the thing that I'm proposing, and we got to do it now. And I didn't hear any of this from the president. And you won't hear anything from him because Big Pharma makes big money with every jab that they make. Now, I've not done any research, and I'm doing it even as I speak here. Let's find out. How much does each shot of the COVID vaccine cost? I bet I won't find an answer to this. How do the vaccines work? Vaccine information. Of course, this is with this is Bing. This is a Bing search. If I would have went, there is nothing here on pricing. Pfizer charges the U.S. $19.50 per COVID dose. So if they need two vaccines, that's basically $40. It's a pandemic discount credit, AFP. That's what Pfizer makes per dose. And I don't know how much Moderna makes. I'm sure it's probably all about the same. Department of Health and Human Services, 700 million doses, 1.95 billion sensitive. Yeah, well, they also got money on top of this. They're not just getting paid by the shot either. So now when you stop, think about this. Of course, now these numbers, they just, nothing ever matches up. They're talking about $20 a piece for the dose. talk about how many people have been vaccinated, and they do the math. Well, they're not talking about dual doses, and then how many have actually been dual dosed, and now the boosters. I'm sure the booster is going to be $20 as well. I'm just going to give them a, hey, we'll give you a half off with a coupon. So the just the flagrant, how do I say it? Lies, misleading stuff going on here. There is lots and lots of money flowing here, folks. When you have 300 million people and you got $20 a pop, actually $40 a pop going on, do the math on that and how much money that is. Now, they were also given money, Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, AstraZeneca. A lot of companies were given, just dropped, money bomb dropped on them to develop the vaccine. So they got that money as well. Now, my understanding is that now, as I've looked into this a little bit more, Pfizer alone has taken in about $19 billion in revenue with the COVID vaccination process. Now, if you don't think that, you know, even a billion of that is coming back to people's campaign pockets somehow, you're insane. If you don't think that money's flowing around out there for other reasons. Now, as we move forward with this, and where I want to go with this, and this is the point. This whole thing is, okay, we can still spread COVID. We can still get COVID. We can still carry COVID. So, is this a vaccine, or is this just a thing to make it, you know, less dangerous? Let's call it what it is. I just want to see us get to a point of, you know, reality here. Why are we not putting a few billion dollars into therapeutics? And there are things that we know actually work, and the government is actually suppressing them. I know you might think that I'm not talking about conspiracies here. They are literally doing this. The FDA and the CDC are pulling things from shelves. They're banning things, and things that were supplements are now being called drugs, and they're controlled substances. I'm not kidding here. This is all this stuff is happening. It's flying under the radar because of all the other news that's going on. In fact, there's one thing I found out about that probably would have saved my nephew had I known about that. But there's some hokey, phony, baloney business going on here, and the push and the hysteria over getting the jab has just driven me insane. There are people pushing back and fighting back, but this is going to be interesting. I mean, there's a lot of bad information out there. There's a lot of hokey people on one side and a lot of hokey people on the other side. And we are dividing our nation over this. And we are also creating a caste system, like what's in some other countries where you are lower part of society if you don't get the vaccine. You can't do certain things like eat. Our patience is running thin. Whatever. And of course, their excuse. See, not everybody says, "Well, you know, you took vaccines when you were a kid." Well, those are vaccines that actually worked, and they were proven, and they were. So it's a different time, different era. This is a vaccine that doesn't work, first of all. And so, it does what they want it to do. By they, I mean the societal engineers. But but it doesn't do squat when it comes to, you know, and they're not allowing people to be on treatments. This was mentioned the other day. They're talking about alternative treatments. What are the alternatives? Alternative to what? Steven Crowder made a really good case for this yesterday on his live show. Alternative to what? The alternative is usually means that there's some kind of other treatment. There's no other treatment. They have no treatment. Although they treat you for pneumonia, they treat you for all the other underlying symptoms that this thing causes. They don't treat you for the actual disease. And yet there are therapeutics that will keep people alive, get you through this thing. There's a lot of controversy over the ventilator thing. I know some people who've been on ventilators, gotten off. The rate of that is about as high as the death rate for COVID. I mean, it's a very low rate. People who, once they go on a ventilator, you're downhill from then on. So my push in this whole thing, and my opinion, and my, for what it's worth, I'm sure with the millions of people who hear this podcast, that we will stand up and, as an army, rise up as one and demand therapeutics, some money being spent on something that actually can deal with the symptoms. You know, Zicam recently, I used to use Zicam all the time. When I felt a cold coming on, Zicam was my thing, and that cold was over in no time. If you stayed on it and did it right, it was, man, within days, just a couple days, the cold was gone. And the interesting thing is that Zicam went through, during this whole process, I think they went through some issues with basically being pulled off shelves. And they had an issue with some people having, because of a particular product that they had for, like, it was a nasal spray or whatever it was. I think something happened there where people were losing, like, issues with their olfactory nerves or something. There was something going on there. But it's, so they got a bad rap at that time. But you never hear of it advertised anymore. And it's hard to find on shelves anywhere. And yet, that is one of those things that it's, if you're taking it, it's extremely effective in blocking the severity of the virus's ability to replicate itself. In other words, if zinc is in your body, you have plenty of vitamin D and zinc in your body, it will actually cause the virus to go through its cycle in your body without replicating itself to the point where it will kill you. At least in most people, not everyone. And obesity is still one of the biggest issues, the underlying factors in terms of a comorbidity style issue. It's responsible, they believe, for about 40% of the hospitalizations is obesity, which I'm trying to work on. I'm still trying to work on the obese thing. I've been working really hard, and I don't seem to gain any weight. The harder I work, the less weight I have. That's my issue now. So Biden gets up here. He's bumbling and stumbling around on all kinds of issues, going from one thing to the next, talking about things his dad said. You know, we just need to give people some breathing room. And he's talking about free community college and free, you know, free this and free that in this, the bill, in the spending bill. And continues to go on and on about just mumbling and bumbling on with all this baloney. I'm just sick and tired of the lies. I'm sick of it. And I think I had to get on the air this morning and just with this live show and let you know it was in my cup. I have some tea. It's just regular tea with a bunch of sugar. That's about it. No honey. They had no honey. They had the hotel. This hotel has no honey, apparently. So that's what I've got. All I had was biscuits and gravy this morning. and a roll, a cinnamon roll. And I got to tell you, the setup here for breakfast is not the best. Just a little side note. If you come to a hotel and they have this breakfast thing going on, and they put this sneeze cover, I guess, over the top of the food containers, and they make it so that you can't hold the lid up on the food container, there's no place to put your plate because the food containers takes up most of the shelf, the cabin space. So you lift up the lid, which if you let go of it will just drop down. And so you lift up the lid and you can't open it all the way because there's this sneeze cover over the top of it, which is so high that it's higher than my head. So I don't know how that's going to protect anybody from my mouth. It's higher than my mouth. Let's just put it that way. So I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to stand up on top of the counter to get the food out, so that way my mouth is up over the top of this sneeze cover thing. Like as if anybody's going to actually sneeze on the food. How many people actually sneeze on the food? If you're going to sneeze, you just sneeze and you sneeze right toward the food. I know, I admit, sometimes I just all of a sudden have to sneeze and bam, it just comes out. That happens maybe once, every 5 years. Usually I feel the sneeze coming on and I don't put my face towards food that other people are going to be eating when I sneeze. That's just not normal. And I know there are people out there Democrats who don't have that kind of common sense, but I won't mention any names. So the issue I think that we all constantly run into with this whole thing is that the government regulation stuff is just stupid sometimes, and these are the people who want to run our country. They want to tell you how to live and what to do. And there's a guy in Washington who seems to think that he knows what's best for everybody in the country, and this 300 million people out there, and he thinks he needs to make it everybody's life just the way yours is. So yeah, the rest of his little speech, echo, hey. So I'm sitting here listening to Biden, and he's just, he's bumbling around, and half of what he said was incoherent. The other half of what he said was lies. Now, I'm assuming the incoherence stuff was just making up lies as well, but I couldn't understand it. So I don't know what was going on there. So echo. Echo. What's up, Echo? I just had a listener join the show here and say, what's up? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Did anybody else out there listen to Biden's speech? I don't know how many people listen to it, but it's just more and more drivel. Now, his excuses for what's happening on the border. And then he comes out and talks about the guy on the horse who was swinging his reins around to control his horse, and the angle of the picture made it look like he was whipping this Haitian guy. Usually when a person is in the act of committing a crime, like crossing the border, and that is a crime to cross the border, we have points of entry. If you're seeking asylum and you're a refugee, typically you don't get on a bus and then take over the bus and then run away from something happened the other day. Sorry, I've got to deal with an issue here with a text message. So the other day, this bus was gathered up a bunch of Haitians. Now, of course, they're saying we're deporting them all. They had like 5,000 Haitians under a bridge, living under a bridge down in Texas. And of course, they cleaned the whole area out. Now there's only a couple hundred of them there now. But they, of course, because it looked bad. So they did something to get that all cleaned up. I don't know what they did. And they moved out a bunch of people. And they're saying, well, we're deporting them all, taking them back to Haiti. Well, here's the problem. Those people weren't living in Haiti. They were living in Central America, Central and South America. So now they're taking them back to Haiti, which is where they don't want to be. That's why they left. They went to Mexico right after another earthquake down there. They had a storm hit. So now they're taking them back to a place that's been ravaged again. So now they're all mad. So they put them on this bus, and they find out while they're on the bus, they find out they're going to be deported. They're taking them to a holding facility, and they're going to deport them. So they took over the bus, and they got out of the bus, and they all went running off into the desert, I guess, wherever they were. So they escaped. Well, so that's only half the story. The other half is they were taking these planes to Haiti. They were dropping into Haiti and dropping people off. In the process of deporting people, when they land, I don't know if they didn't tell them where they were taking them or what. When they got to Haiti and let them off, and I think they realized where they were, they started attacking the airplane and the crew. Then another plane landed, and they started attacking that airplane as well. Okay. So now we know what we're dealing with here. These are not people who are looking for a place to seek asylum. So we keep being told these are refugees. They're asylum seekers. No, they're lawbreakers. They are entitled individuals who think that they can just come to this country and get all the freebies. This is an economic migration. Move to where the money is. Move to where the freebies are. And of course, the Democrats assume that because they're those kinds of people, they're going to vote for them because they're going to give more stuff away. The Green New Deal, for instance, that they continue to push with trillions of dollars spent. That's what all this trillions of dollars spending money is. And the issue is the government gets involved in the flow of money. They don't care. All they want is control of the flow of money. That's why they want centralized health care. They can control not only the flow of all the healthcare money that's flowing around out there, but they can also control your life. Because now they can tell you, can you imagine if we would have had single payer healthcare when this pandemic hit? They could have said, unless you're vaccinated, you're not getting any more healthcare. And that's essentially what some of the hospitals are doing. Some health systems are actually doing that. Some doctors are saying, we're not going to care for anyone else. You can't come to our hospital. We're not going to care for you if you don't have your vaccination. Now that goes completely against the Hippocratic Oath. I know they don't take it. I guess they don't take a Hippocratic Oath anymore. But the idea of do no harm by refusing, they are doing harm. Now, of course, the argument is always made, well, so if a person who's obese comes in and they need treatment because of their obesity has led to heart disease or whatever it is that's going on, can they deny them care because they didn't take care of themselves? Well, until you lose 40 pounds, you gotta come back. You can come back. I'll treat you then. But you did this to yourself. See, their argument, and this is the bottom line of this, I was going to say earlier. Bottom line of this whole thing is that their argument is, well, if you're not vaccinated, then you're causing it to be spread to other people. No, because that's not the case. Vaccinated individuals also spread this thing. So don't tell me that just because you're vaccinated, that somehow you're off the hook from spreading this thing, because you're not. And I think that is the truth that needs to be put out there. Of course, the social media is keeping people from saying anything about. Because you're not just affecting yourself, you're affecting everyone around you. No, you're not. The vaccine doesn't do anything differently with regard to spreading this thing. Why do you think, and I think the statistics will bear this out in due time, there will be more and more studies on this kind of thing, but I think we're going to find out that the vaccinated individuals probably are carrying this thing and spreading this thing at a higher rate. Because your body is not responding. It's not your body that's responding. Because this vaccine does not work off of spike protein, which is what your body would naturally create to create a natural immunity. Your body will not develop natural immunity taking this vaccine. It blocks your body's ability to do that. This is my theory. I'm not a doctor. But this is everything I'm reading about and everything that I understand about this thing. And because of Dr. Malone's issues with this thing is that the mRNA vaccine is not doing what we were told it would do. It's using cytotoxicity, which is not a part of the body's immune system, to fight off the virus. So we end up with this weird spreadable thing that even though your body's more resistant to it in terms of symptoms, it can still basically you're a petri dish. Things growing like crazy inside you, but you just don't, doesn't affect you as much. And you can spread it. So there you go. That's kind of what I have to say. So as we, I'll turn my music back on. I think this is going to play through to the other side. It's going to start getting louder now, which means my show needs to stop. So folks, if you get a chance, share this channel, subscription, pray for our nation. God bless everybody. Keep educating yourself, arming yourself with information, because information is key. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.